It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Our topic for today is Remembered for What? Our memory verse will be taken from Proverbs 10, verse 7. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Knowing fully well that there is a time to be born and a time to die, we ought to be thankful to God for each day that he gives us life. I, however, have a question I would like you to answer sincerely. What will people remember you for after you've left the earth? Another question, which I consider even more important than the initial one, is, when your time is up on earth, what accounts will you give to God of how you spent your life? Hebrews 9 verse 27 says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. In other words, death is not the end of our existence, rather a transition to another state. One way our lives carry on after death is through the things we are remembered for. There are those whose remembrance brings gladness and joy, while the remembrance of some others bring bitterness and sorrowful memories. One woman who was remembered for good after she died was Dorcas. She was one of the early believers in our Lord, and she lived a good life of service and righteousness. This is the testimony of her life as written in Acts 9, verse 36. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. A lesson here for us is that our God's works play a great role in showing our faith and commitment to God. Speaking on this, James 2, 15-17 says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful for the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, it is being dead alone. The gospel of Jesus must find practical expression in your life through your good works. The testimony of the brethren concerning Dorcas confirms this. She was so full of good works that the church found it difficult to accept her demise, and so she was brought back to life. Psalms 112, verses 5-6 says, a good man showeth favour, and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be removed forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Beloved, what good deeds will you be remembered for? Think about this and remember the words of today's memory verse. Key point. Seize every opportunity that God brings your way to do good to all men.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.